Hi there, I'm Peter Upvold and welcome to the first ever Fastwire post with video. Today I'm going to be showing you how to install open source VLE system Moodle. So, I'm going to be showing you on my Ubuntu system with the MySQL database, but you don't have to do it like that. So I'm going to go to the Moodle site, click download, and download the latest stable build in tar.gz format. Once you've done that, paste it into your web server folder, right click it, and then choose extract. It's going to take a couple of seconds to extract it. So once it's extracted, as you can see, we've got this folder called Moodle, and inside it, all the files that Moodle needs. So that appears to have worked correctly. Now I need to create the database in MySQL that Moodle's going to use. So we're going to go to a terminal, and I'm going to log into MySQL as the root user. That's the MySQL root user, not the Linux root user. I'm going to issue the standard command to create database Moodle. And I also need to grant permissions to the user called Moodle so that it can access the new database we just created. So that's grant all on moodle.star to moodle at localhost, identified by, and then a password. Now that's done, we can go back to our browser and we can start the installation process. So I'm going to browse to localhost/moodle. I want the language is English, so I'm going to click next. And there's just a few things here to check that your server's got what it needs, which it has. Now here we need to set up a data directory. This is outside the web server's normal directory, so we need to create it manually. So I'm going to sudo mkdir /var/moodle-data to create that directory. We also need to change the ownership so the web server can write to that. So that's change ownership www-data. In this case, on different distros, it may be Apache or a different user, depending on the exact setup. Here, we just insert our MySQL details that we set up a little bit earlier. And again, we've got a few server checks to make sure that everything we need is installed. We don't want to download a language pack for this install. And now we need to copy and paste this configuration file into a file called config.php in the Moodle directory. So I just copied all of that, I'm going to change directory into Moodle, and then paste this into a new file called config.php. There we are, I've pasted it in, I'll just save and quit this file. That's that stage done. We can now go to continue on the installer. So here, we've just got the standard copyright notice, this is the GPL. So we can click yes there, and click continue to start the database installation. Now this is basically just a case of waiting until it scrolls down like that, and then just clicking continue several times. Takes a few moments, but it scrolls down, you just click continue. And we'll keep doing that until we get to the next stage. So that's that stage done. Now we need to set up the administrator account within Moodle itself. So we're going to create a password, set the username and other information. Obviously you can spend a lot of time doing this. I'm just going to select a few things quickly and we'll move on. So once you've done that, you scroll to the bottom of the page and click update profile. And then the final step is to name our new Moodle installation and set a few settings to do with that. I'm just going to call it test Moodle, and test, obviously you'll spend a bit more time naming it properly and you can mess around with the other settings as well. Once you click Save Changes, that's it. Moodle's installed.